It is sad that in these latter days a tension exists within the confines of the church between some with a self-appointed zeal for missionary activity and others who place a premium on their own concept of faithfulness. Remember, it's God's desire that all be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, which means that missionary activity and faithfulness go hand in hand. Indeed, this was a concern for our Lord as he prepared the disciples for that time when he would return to the Father, namely the era in which we live now, the era of the New Testament church, where the Holy Spirit reveals Christ's continuing work on earth. But when the Helper comes, Jesus said to the 12, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me, and you also will bear witness. Thus, from its inception, the Apostolic Church was and continues to be both about and from Jesus Christ himself. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, wrote the Apostle Paul. And we who are called to come after him can do no more nor less. And this, then, the logical question to be asked among us today is, how does that Spirit testify that we might know Jesus Christ aright? After all, we do want to be faithful to the Lord, don't we? Or perhaps this isn't true. Perhaps it's not like we think that we desire faithfulness. Indeed, upon closer examination, when we look into our heart of hearts, it's not faithful to the Lord that we want to be at all, but rather faithful to that old sinful self. For the old Adam inside, this is the bottom line, isn't it? Self-justification and self-righteousness are the only things that will do for him. For this reason, the triune God has seen to it that it is not our flawed faithfulness which matters when it comes to the work of the church, but rather God the Father's faithfulness as displayed in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. For you see, it is this divine faithfulness alone which bridges the gap that exists between our world and God's. It's true. When God the Son descended from heaven and became man, the barrier that existed between sinful Adam and perfect God was crossed, that a new man might emerge, one capable of ascending to the Father. And so he did. Jesus, the new and perfect Adam, ascended after having lived his life and died his death to sin. And it is this God-man who now sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. But does this mean then that he is ignoring those of us who are here until that day that he returns? No, not at all. For you see, in taking on the flesh and blood of humanity, Jesus became our neighbor, a neighbor who is perfect in his love for us. Therefore, this neighbor did as he promised. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, God descending from on high yet again. This happened first through the apostolic preaching on Pentecost Day, when people's eyes, ears, and mouths were opened by that Spirit. That's right. As Peter proclaimed Jesus the Savior of the world, the ears of those listening were opened to hear God's truth. Yes, as the Spirit gave that rock man voice to recall his Lord's resurrection, the eyes of the crowd beheld the glory of the Lord. And then the Spirit opened their mouths to respond, saying to the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" To which Peter answered in words given him to speak by the Lord upon the mount, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And so we have, haven't we? Yes, we have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, being made disciples who sit at the feet of the apostles. Through their word, commissioned by Jesus and approved by the Spirit, that self-same Spirit of God works as through means to reveal that the crucified, risen, and ascended Lord is present among us to work in us and for us. Therefore, I receive from the Lord that which I deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Through this action, God the Holy Spirit given in our own baptismal Pentecost, is at work to open our eyes to the Savior's presence for us. And in this we see that it truly is his faithfulness alone which counts. For it is his mission, his life, his body, his church. And yet by his grace, all of these things are made ours. So take and eat what the Lord has to give to you today, and even forevermore. Thanks be to God who gives us this victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.